is the 2nd of April, 2024. It's Tuesday evening. Our nation is in grave danger. Most people aren't aware of how close we are to self-destructing our nation. It's on the precipice. What do I mean when I say the precipice? Well, a precipice is a very steep cliff or a mountain, a dangerous situation that could lead to harm. That's where our nation is. We're on the precipice of destruction, folks. You say, why do you have to be so negative? I'm into reality. Over 15 million people have invaded our nation. And not such great people either. We're on the precipice of self-destructing. This is a warning to the United States. We have been infiltrated, our government has been infiltrated by people that absolutely hate our country, and they want to see her demise. We were warned that this would happen by Christ Himself. And many have denied the reality of Christ's warnings. And many have tried to say that what Christ warned about in the 24th chapter of Matthew happened in 70 AD. I'm here to say it didn't all happen in 70 AD. Look at our nation today. Look at our country today. Look at the world today. And tell me that it all happened in 70 AD. It's absurd. If you're a full-blown preterist, you're asleep at the wheel. That's all I gotta say. You're asleep at the wheel. Our nation is on the precipice of total devastation and destruction. And we don't even have enough sense to see it in front of our face. You know? Notice in the 24th chapter of Matthew, he says, take heed that no man deceive you. Don't buy into the full preterism garbage. For many shall come in my name, saying, I am Christ, and shall deceive many. You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. See that you be not troubled, for all these things must come to have pass, but the end is not yet. Nations shall rise against nations, and kingdom against kingdom. There shall be famines and pestilences and earthquakes in divers places. And verse 8, and these are the beginning of sorrows. These are the beginning of sorrows. And many shall be offended and shall betray one another, shall hate one another. And many false prophets shall rise and shall deceive many. And because iniquity shall abound, the love of many shall wax cold. Well, there shall be false Christ and false prophets shall show thee great signs and wonders. We're talking about we're on the precipice of destruction. Not only the United States, but the entire world is on the precipice of destruction. Verse 37, but as the days of Noah were, so shall also come the coming of the Son of Man be. For as in the days that were before the flood, they were eating and drinking, marrying and giving in marriage, until the day that Noah entered into the ark. They were on the verge of precipice of destruction in that time, just like we're on the verge of destruction now. Well, I just want to remind everyone that it didn't all happen in 70 AD, folks. Time marches on. We've read the last chapter in the Bible. We know who is the winner in this war against Christ and his kingdom. We know that he is the victor. We know he's coming back on a white horse. But as far as America and the world, we're on the precipice of destruction. And he says, when you see all these things begin to happen, look up, for your redemption draweth nigh. God bless.